Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Hour number three is on the way. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And Chris.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it is really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all out, download the desktop app at lbry.com. And then every video that you watch, well, you'll then help seed and keep it online forever. At a minimum, we ask you to just visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. Again, video.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Dan and Ted calling. I believe you're in New Hampshire. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
No, we're not. We're in Afghanistan.
You're in Afghanistan. Okay.
Oh, boy.
We're trying to figure it out.
LRN.FM.
New Jersey.
Oh, hey, guys. Sorry, got to let you go. There is no cussing allowed. This is a radio show. Sadly, I wanted to talk to you guys and see what was going on. My understanding was that Dan was trying to convince Ted to move to New Hampshire as he was considering
Dan's a
other places, so that was my understanding of the call. So at any rate, there's no cussing allowed, guys. Apologies. If you want to call back about the subject again on another night, feel free to do so, as we only allow one call per evening. All right. So, Chris, you had something.
Could have been funny. They could have made a whole thing about being in Afghanistan, and they didn't have to say the S word, but oh well.
Yeah, it's true. So, Chris, you had something interesting about an ISP or somebody somehow forcing an ISP to censor?
Yeah, so what I like to refer to as the copyright cartels, in this case that's movie studios, have sued Grand Communications, and they're demanding basically that not only are people they're accusing of pirating movies to be censored or to be disconnected, I should say. They are also demanding everybody be censored.
Whoa, that is scary.
And it's interesting.
What does that mean, everybody be censored?
Well, there's countries like, China and Iran and, a lot of European countries that are very oppressive. They've got very oppressive regimes, and they implement these censorship filters where if you type in, a website, it will give you a error message, or it just won't come up. And so you might type in YouTube, and YouTube is blocked, and you can't access it.
Yeah, famously in China, if you type in, Tiananmen Square, nothing shows up.
Yep. And so basically these movie studios are demanding that censorship be brought to the United States. the U.S. had, I believe it was SOAP, if I recall correctly, but the copyright cartels, the entertainment industry, had basically tried to push through a set of laws to implement or force ISPs to implement a censorship filter in the United States, but there was so much backlash that it never went through.
So would the idea be that this filter would be including websites like the Pirate Bay?
Yeah, and in fact, that is exactly one of the sites that they are demanding be blocked in this case.
And this is a federal case or state?
This is a lawsuit, actually.
Okay.
And so what they've been doing here recently is they've been trying to sue ISPs for...
Internet service providers.
Yeah, internet service providers for pirating subscribers. And as part of the deal or the order... Once convicted, they want, or maybe even before conviction, they want the court to order the ISP to implement censorship filters. And
they want an injunction prior to the... So, just to follow, I guess to kind of recap this,
yeah.
My understanding was, previously, if an internet service provider detects somebody downloading a quote-unquote illegal piece of media through a torrent or some other means, they will send a DMCA takedown notice to the customer.
This depends on the ISP.
Okay. I've seen this happen before.
Absolutely
so,
does.
It can happen if anybody on your network... is doing this. So you may not even know. As
right.
the person who is the account holder, you may not know if grandma or little, you know, Johnny or whoever it is, you know, on the network is doing this. But they will tell you that at such and such a time, on such and such a date, we detected that your IP address was downloading the latest episode of, you know, fill in your favorite sitcom or whatever movie, the latest movie that came out or whatever it is the person was downloading, and they'll say, you better stop or else we're going to cut your account off. You've been warned, basically. And,
yeah.
And then they might cut your account off if you keep doing it.
It's kind of messed up because you don't necessarily have control over what websites other people, you know,
right.
access on your network.
And the average person doesn't have the ability to use... the router that they have, the routers probably don't even have the ability to identify which computer is doing a thing. Like, if you've got the right kind of router and you've got the right know-how,
right.
you can find these things out.
Right.
But
most routers don't have logging
yeah.
enabled by default. There's not enough flash.
And the average user wouldn't be able to go and find that out anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, I don't even know that when you enable logging on these routers, that it's possible to log to the flash or the RAM on the router itself. I think you actually have to set up a server separately to, like, send the logs.
So I don't think somebody should have their account cut off, but unfortunately that same point that I just made could be a point that the recording industry or the Motion Picture Association uses in their favor. They could say that, well, look, the average user can't do the takedown. The average user can't identify. They don't know. What are they going to do? Talk to their family and say, shame on you, we're going to lose our internet, and that's all they can do. They can't actually do anything technical to stop it, so therefore it needs to be stopped at the source, at the ISP level. This could be an argument in their favor.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an interesting perspective.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is very draconian, very, very, you know, I don't know any other way to describe it other than very draconian. This is the same stuff that Russia has been doing here lately more and more. China has been doing it for a very long time. And it's messed up in that, you know, there's this idea of prior restraint. You're not supposed to be censored, you know, before you've spoken. Now, the government might be able to censor you after the fact, but in this case, it's sort of like, oh, the Constitution doesn't apply, and the ISPs get to use the government in order to achieve the censorship before anybody's even spoken.
Go on with the story.
Yeah. So let's see here. So more than two dozen movie companies have sued Grand Communications, demanding that it should terminate BitTorrent pirates and block sites, including the Pirate Bay. Evidence to support the plaintiff's case was provided by the operator of torrent site YTS. In 2017, the RIAA sued Grand Communications for failing to take meaningful action against customers. So this is basically another like follow-up lawsuit, allegedly carried out by more than a million BitTorrent-based infringements or customers who allegedly.
And why should they have to do the bidding of these companies if they can identify, and they can, by the way. I mean,
yeah.
If you're not behind some sort of an anonymizer or, you know, a VPN or whatever.
you look at a torrent list, you can see all of the IP addresses of the people that are downloading those things.
Yep.
They should bring their own lawsuits against the users, but they don't want to do that because they know there's no money in it.
Yeah. And it's not even like, even if there's a law here that requires disconnection, that doesn't mean there's a law over there that requires disconnection. And you just end up connecting to servers overseas anyway. So it's not even like you can stop it.
No, they won't be able to stop it, but they will be able to go after people that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
603-283-6160. More on internet censorship. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
603-283-6160. Those are the magic 10 digits you need to get on air here at Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. I am your host tonight, and I am the Lord, Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Ian.
And Chris.
We've been talking about, I'm sorry, I forget where the article is from, but internet censorship.
Oh, I think I failed to mention it, actually. It's Torrent Freak.
Torrent Freak?
Yeah, Torrent Freak.
Okay.
It's a great story. It's a great outlet to get, you know, stories on, you know, censorship kind of stuff relating to piracy.
Yeah. Now, I've torrented quite a bit in my lifetime. Just because I can, and it's, you know, a great way to get content.
Constantly torrenting, although not necessarily pirating, but
yeah. Sometimes, you know, like I've pirated, but like torrenting doesn't necessarily mean pirating.
Right.
I think it's a good distinction to have. But you've got more on this story.
Yeah, absolutely. So the defendant promotes its services to download and upload. So this is basically what the...
Who's the defendant? Is it Grande Communications?
Yes.
Okay.
And
this is an ISP, Internet Service.
Yes, so these movie studios, a bunch of them, have sued over this ISP, basically. What they're kind of claiming is allowing people to download content, pirated content, their pirated content. So this is what they had to say in their argument. Defendant promotes its service to download and upload large amounts of content for subscribers for downloading music. Well, you know, the humorous thing about that is it's illegal to download music if you've licensed it, right? So
it's legal to.
Right, yeah. Right. So like accusing them of allowing their customers to download music, that's not in itself
a crime or piracy. Nor is streaming movies.
Right.
We're talking about the United States, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so in the United States, there is something on the law books that's called fair use. Now, generally, that means that you can use it for personal use, for educational purposes, for news purposes, for satire purposes.
Critique,
all that kind of stuff. So... Mm. This seems a little broad to me.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see here. Downloading music, streaming movies, and gaming, the complaint reads, adding that Grand charges customers based on speed of service.
Like every internet service provider.
Right. The thing is, they're basically using the fact that they advertise speeds as as evidence that it must only be for... The only reason you would ever want to have a faster internet connection is to pirate movies and other content. It's the most absurd argument, but yet this is actually what these ISPs have been arguing. According to the movie companies, Grand knew that its customers use its service to routinely download and upload their copyrighted work in breach of copyright. The complaint alleges that the plaintiffs sent more than 5,800 DMC notices to the ISP's abuse department. So what I think is important to note here is that these are just accusations. They're not, it's not evidence. It's not, there's not a court that reviews them. They're just accusations.
Right.
That's all they are.
Their algorithm detects something has been downloaded that may violate the DMCA, and so they send a notice. It's part of their automated system.
A large percentage of these notices are actually false anyway. So, like, it's crazy that the ISP would have to disconnect you as their customer over a handful of these accusations. And, you know, you have to really wonder, you know, the idea of due process, you know, and violations, unfortunately.
How are these false? I mean, what's an example of a false positive?
The way these work frequently is that they will basically have an algorithm that searches out a name. And so if the torrent has, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example. Like, maybe there's a movie with the word Ubuntu in it, and I don't know what that might, Ubuntu Remix. Maybe it's an audio. It's some sort of audio thing, mm-hmm. right? Ubuntu is like an African word. Anyway, so Ubuntu Remix is maybe what they own the copyright to. And so they search for Ubuntu.
Ubuntu, and then, you know, there's an operating system called Ubuntu, and that's free to download. So that's totally legit. I can download that without a problem. Well, they might go and send a DMCA notice for to my ISP against me, accusing me of pirating their Ubuntu remix, even though I downloaded something free not violating copyright.
I can give you another example, and that is in the music industry, folks will often perform cover songs. And, you know, you can certainly make your own recording and mix. If your band is particularly good at performing a cover song, you can record your band doing said cover song, and it's still within copyright. It's still within copyright to perform a cover song. So let's say you mix it, and then you upload it to, like, a mastering site. Well, when it's done mastering, you have to download it again. Well, guess what? Here comes the DMCA notice because they think it's copywritten or you're violating copyright.
There's a lot of circumstances where
isn't it true though that these companies might put their own product on a torrent just to go after the people that download it?
Yeah, there's actually some layers.
Basically?
Yep.
Yeah, they're baiting them. And they're basically, there's some layers who've actually gotten some pretty hefty, you know, sentences, like, I don't know, it's like 15 or 20 years or more, as a result of doing exactly that. And they called it, I think, I don't know, was it fraud? I forget exactly what they went after him, but it was a criminal case. So, there was actual prosecution, and they're seeing actual jail time for it. But,
hold on. Prosecution of whom?
The lawyers who were suing individuals who had downloaded torrents containing their pornographic films that they produced, that they themselves, the lawyers, uploaded.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wild.
Yeah. Yeah. And in that case, it was, you know, nobody wants to be accused of downloading porn, and therefore people were settling even though they were not guilty, you know, or they thought they were guilty maybe in that case. But you can't do that in the courts. And so they did end up getting surprised. I'm surprised that the state actually went after them for it. But
me too.
They did, and it's very, very unusual. But yeah. So they're accusing Grand of turning a blind eye to the massive infringement. Now, massive infringement.
That's because they don't want to cut their customers off.
Right. I mean, why would you want to cut your customers off? Why should they have to cut their customers off based on a mere accusation?
Yeah, they shouldn't have to.
Yeah. Defendant allowed the illegal activity because it was popular with subscribers and acted as a draw to attract and retain new and existing subscribers. It acted as a draw. So, let's see. Let me read that again. Defendant allowed the illegal activity because it was popular with subscribers and acted as a draw to attract and retain new and existing subscribers. Here's the problem.
They're going to have a tough time proving that.
Every other ISP has the same rough policies that Grand did. So, like, this idea that it acted as a draw, it doesn't even make sense because you could switch ISPs and the other ISP is doing the same damn thing that Grand was doing.
But some of them are going to be more likely to pass on the DMCA notices. They're saying that they don't like Grand specifically, or Grande, I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it, they don't like them because they don't do their bidding and pass along all the notices. They're saying, we sent thousands of notices and they didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, that's but they weren't required to by law.
It's a bunch of bureaucrats with nothing better to do than to prosecute people for victimless crimes, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no crime at all here. 603-283-6160.
Well, they believe it's stealing.
Yeah, they sure do. We've got more Free Talk Live coming your way.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Major General Hank Taylor from the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the evacuation flights out of the Kabul airport in Afghanistan have resumed.
Aircraft availability is not an issue. We intend to maximize each plane's capacity. We're prioritizing the evacuation of people above all else, and we're focused on doing this as safely as possible with a great sense of urgency.
President Biden made a pledge.
Any American wants to come home, we will get you home.
He says so far there's no signs of resistance.
We have no indication that they haven't been able to get in Kabul through the airport. We've made an agreement with the Taliban thus far. They've allowed them to go through. It's in their interest for them to go through.
This man waiting outside the airport made this plea for help.
We've been in contact. The crowd is just crazy. No one is helping, and I don't know if this keeps going, no one will get help.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden is still getting criticism over his handling of the exodus in Afghanistan. USA's Lance Pry reports.
The Taliban just inherited a massive new war chest, complete with U.S.-made Humvees, planes, machine guns, and drones. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast on Fox News says Biden needs to resign.
Now the Taliban being the most well-armed Taliban, we don't know what surface-to-air assets that they're going to be moving thousands of people out via aircraft, right? They're not putting them out on boats. So what the capabilities do they now have to shoot those out of the skies? We're moving thousands of out of there. You know, I hope when President Biden comes on TV, he gives us a resignation because he's going to face, let's say, 15 to 60,000 counts of endangerment of everybody over there. And, you know, let's call this for what it is. This is probably about day 7 of the Afghanistan hostage crisis.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And Chris.
And I want to take a minute to say thank you to Gaylord. Gaylord is a silver level amplifier. What does that mean? Well, it means that Gaylord contributes how much?
Silver is $5 a month.
$5 a month.
Thank you.
To the amplifier program. That money goes directly to get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations. We're currently on 180 or so. We could be on 200. We could be on 250. We could be on more radio stations. It's all up to you. Visit amp.freetalklive.com to find out how you can help us spread the message of peace, love, and freedom. And thank you, Gaylord, for your contribution. You are appreciated. I did see some folks, talking about possibly rescinding their amplifier because of some, confusion about accounts and things like that. I want to assure all of our listeners that your amplifier donations are indeed getting processed appropriately and going to the right place. that has all been sussed out. So.
Is there still confusion going on over that?
There was Ian had said something on social media about some banking things, and some folks got confused about what that meant their amplifier donation. So I just wanted to clarify, if you're an amplifier, please do not rescind your amplifier donations.
Okay, thank you.
It is all
in
hand.
It taken care of.
Yeah, it's all well in hand.
I'm losing my bank account, but the one last bank account that I have, I'm losing that. But there are other hosts that have bank accounts,
right.
So it shouldn't be a problem.
Your amplifier donations are certainly appreciated, and thank you again, Gaylord. So let's go to your calls right away. We've got Robert in Vermont calling. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
So I've been listening to the show here for about 2.5 hours, and it's always good.
Hey, can you talk directly into the phone? You're kind of...
How's that?
That's much better. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. So I've been listening to the show here for about 2.5 hours. I've been listening to the show for many, many years. But I've come across something that I wanted to share with you guys that I think that it's interesting to me, and it may be interesting to some other folks.
Okay, what is it?
And that is, have you ever taken a look at the United States Navy topographical map of 2050?
2050? 2050?
That's correct.
What does that mean?
Yeah, how is that even possible? It seems like the future.
Okay, so what is showing on this map is that a lot of the United States is gone, including New Hampshire.
Oh, this is the predictive, is it the erosion? Is it the erosion map or something else?
Submersion.
Think about this. The Lake Mead out west supplies, 3 or 4 different states with, water coming from, I think it's Colorado I can't remember. But it supplies water to all of these states. There's another lake that's out there. These are man-made lakes that have dropped down tremendously. That's why I believe that we've had, at least out there, there's been a lot of fires. There's been earthquakes, a lot of erosion that's going on. And, that area is just, it's going away. There's a canal that's going to start by the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to come right straight through the United States and come out somewhere, I think, around Louisiana somewhere.
Huh.
Yeah.
There's always been a bunch of scary stories about what's going to happen with the environment over the decades, and don't know if any of them come true. I mean, there was supposed to be an ice age by now, I think, according to the people in the 70s.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I've looked at some of these maps, and they don't take out all of New Hampshire. They don't even take out, if you're living in a coastal state, a coastal city, you may have an issue from the maps, but like even over like a 50-year period.
Yeah, if we lose Portsmouth, I mean, it's no big deal.
Yeah, New Hampshire is definitely still here, and Keene for sure is still here. So and most of the state will still be here.
I base this on, human beings, they don't evolve around this planet. This planet revolves around human beings. It's gonna morph into whatever it wants to.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
As
you better leave. Water's going too high.
Here's the thing. I mean, the land, the oceans have been at different heights at various points in history. It just doesn't seem like that things to worry about. It just seems to be like.
Humans overestimate their ability to impact the planet, and as
Mother Nature's pretty resilient.
Yeah, as the Godfather George Carlin used to say, when Mother Nature is done with the human race, it's going to shake us off like a bad case of fleas. Thanks for the call tonight, Robert.
I'm not even of the impression that like we're not influencing the planet. We are, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we're all going to go bye bye tomorrow because a flooding on in the cities. I mean, migrations have occurred many, many times throughout history when cities on the coast have flooded and
you know, actually sunk beneath the waves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we know that the nations or the land masses, you know, look different now than they did, you know, in different times based on, yeah. you know, geology and plate tectonics and all these kinds of things. So, you know, of course, that's going to continue to happen. The Earth is not stationary. The Earth is a continuously moving thing, right? Even underneath the crust. And we might think of the ground as solid, but they are, you know, plates that move around. And
right.
earthquakes and volcanoes have, you know, this is when the Earth underneath the crust is doing all sorts of things and creates either new land masses or destroys old ones and that type of thing, brings about change. So, did we have more about your internet censorship?
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna jump to the legal conclusions of part of the story and talk about that a little bit. So, plaintiff's legal conclusions.
And what we're skipping is just where they're talking about what movies they downloaded, and there's not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Demand.
We don't really care about that.
Yep, exactly. In summary, the complaint alleges that Grand's failure to implement a repeat infringer policy motivated internet users to become subscribers, so as a result, Grand cannot rely on the safe harbor provision of the DMCA. And like I said, this is not an unusual policy for ISPs that Grand had. Most ISPs were not disconnecting customers, even if they were forwarding, or especially if they were forwarding DMCA notices. In fact...
Oh, so they'll forward the notice, but then ultimately not break up with the customer?
So what was going on mostly with these ISPs that were forwarding notices is that they had an agreement with the copyright cartels, effectively, that said, okay, you don't have to suspend accounts of users so long as you do forward the notices on our behalf. And so that's why people were getting notices, DMCA notices, and accounts were not actually being suspended. So in the case of Grand, I think Grand was a little bit different in that they did not have that agreement. If this is so, unfortunately, there's a lot of different ISPs out there and a lot of different stories I read, so I'm not 100% sure on this one.
Yeah.
But I believe Grand was not did not have that agreement. So I think that's one of the reasons that they're being attacked here. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they were doing less than other ISPs who did have that agreement with the cartels, basically. According to the plaintiffs, this means Grand is liable as a contributory copyright infringer for the infringing acts of its subscribers. And since it had actual...
So basically an accessory, they're saying.
Yeah, something like that. And since it had actual and constructive knowledge of the infringing activity... Here's the thing. Having knowledge that people are, you know, committing infringing acts on, you know, their customers, that actually doesn't make you liable.
Well, they also, as you pointed out, they had knowledge of the allegation. They didn't have proof that of the infringement.
Right, right. And I think that's important because, you know, basic due process, right? But unfortunately, you know, DMCA doesn't, you know, it kind of throws that out the window, so.
603-283-6160. Coming up, why is Captain Kickass not going to see a thrash metal concert? This is Free Talk Live.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up
up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Final segment of the Friday night edition in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And Chris.
Chris, you had some more on this intellectual property slash, well, I guess it's really just an IP story, but let's go ahead.
Censorship story.
Censorship. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
They also asked the court to issue an order that requires Grand to block subscribers from accessing all websites of foreign origin that are listed on the USTR's Notorious Markets report. Key thing about this is literally a report that is created by the copyright cartels and submitted to the government.
A no-surf list.
Yeah. So they literally arbitrarily get to decide what websites you and I can access on the internet without any court case whatsoever. In addition to what could be a huge multi-million dollar damages award, the movie companies also want the court to order Grand to disclose the identities of subscribers who use its service to infringe copyrights. Yeah, so, in late July, a broadly similar lawsuit was filed by the same movie companies against ISP Wow.
You so also missed where they want the Grande to suspend the accounts of any customer who receives DMCA notices within 72 hours, three unique DMCA notices within 72
hours. Right, and again, DMCA notice, it's merely an accusation. And not one that the ISP can verify.
So if they're successful in this case, this will be very disturbing precedent. That all ISPs will need to pay attention to.
Yeah, absolutely. It means that, it doesn't, once you implement the censorship filter, it doesn't stop with, that particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
It,
they add to it. And every country that's implemented a censorship filter has added other things to those filters.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it just doesn't – it's a slippery slope. And I know that's it's an argument that, you know, you're probably sick of hearing, but unfortunately, that's reality. That's what happens.
Yeah. As a musician, I really hate intellectual property law of all kinds. This in particular, there's enough competition in the United States with ISP providers where most people, if their account is suspended for whatever, they're just, okay, I'll go get this other service, right? So they, you know, or they'll run two services. So
I was just reading a little bit more about this USTR list, the list that they want the ISP to enforce, the no-go list.
Yeah.
And according to another article here at Torrent Freak, it specifically labels certain websites, including e-commerce, so sites that might compete with, say, Amazon.
I believe globally. Alibaba is on that list.
Right, a site where you might be able to, a site where you might be able to buy a product that might not be manufactured by the company that it's supposedly, you know, got its
this
name
is,
on it.
This
right?
Is like a, right, this is akin to banning eBay or Amazon. I mean, do you really want your ISP blocking?
Well, no,
it's
protecting Amazon. So this would protect Amazon from you going to their competitor, Alibaba, or a half a dozen other or however many other sites.
True.
Plus, it says here that it calls out sites that reportedly, quote, facilitate piracy, including hosting companies that ignore takedown requests, such as Blue Angel Host and others. Russia's dominant social media platform, VK.com, also falls into this category. So it may wipe out an entire social media sites from being accessed.
I think there's something that's important to mention here is that Amazon has been accused of the same thing that Alibaba has been accused of.
That's true.
Alibaba will be the one on the list because they're a foreign website,
correct,
whereas Amazon is not. But that seems like an arbitrary distinction. You know,
Amazon pays the Congress people, though.
Yeah, basically.
It just goes to show when you let government interfere with something as awesome as the Internet that it always goes wrong.
Yep. It's basically the government is being the copyright cartels are manipulating the government in order to make more money. That's what it comes down to.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Major Payne calling from somewhere in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, what you guys were just talking about sounds like the camel's got his nose into the tent, and which is a pretty good segue for what I'm going to talk about.
All right.
It's, the second part of this bill that old China Joe and the dumbass rats are trying to push through is they're saying it's good for the children. Because everybody will get free daycare, and we can put them in preschool when they're 3 and 4 years old and start indoctrinating them earlier. Oh, this is so good for the children. What they don't tell you is that this tax bill will be handed down to those said same children.
Yeah, that is
it's scary.
That is
it's
horrific.
Scary. And they always try to paint up a dead rat with, you know, as much whore paint as they can to sell it. It's just sickening.
Yeah, I agree with you, Major. It is sickening. I you know, can't stress this enough that whenever government passes something as large as far as the financial ticket is concerned as this, that it always contains stuff that, well, you're not going to know all of it. I don't know about you. Have you tried reading the whole thing?
No, but you know as well as I do, 90% of it goes to bureaucracy. 10% might go to the fact at hand. And then you're lucky if 5 of that makes it to the people that really need it as a, you know, sub-ciphering and theft and all the rest of the hoodoo voodoo that goes on.
Yeah, but if you don't like it, Major, you don't like children.
Oh, yeah. No, I hate children. That's why I had 2 of them. I got 5 grand, 6 grandbabies.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Major. We appreciate it. So I tease about an article that you have, Ian. What's the headline on it?
2 major music promoters, according to WBUR.org, will require audiences to prove vaccination or negative COVID tests in order to let you into their concerts.
Yeah, so I found out about this 5 days ago or so through some news article that I came across on my feeds.
Mm-hmm.
I had planned to go see Exodus and Testament and Death Angel down in Boston.
Hell yeah.
At the House of Blues there.
Boston, which just now put on a mask mandate.
Well, so this news, so first of all, House of Blues is owned by Live Nation.
Oh.
and also Ticketmaster is owned by Live Nation.
Really?
Now, I didn't find out about you're going to have to prove your vaccine by any official means. In other words, I didn't get an email. I purchased these tickets months ago, right? I had hotel room booked and the whole nine yards. And so I didn't find out through any official means. I didn't get an email that says, hey, by the way, we've decided as a company that you're going to have to provide proof of vaccine to get into the show. I didn't get any of that. And so I, of course, emailed their customer service, which, of course, was useless. Mm. It's automated canned replies, you know, that type of a thing. So there's this trick that I learned a long time ago, and that is if you can decipher one email address of a company, the format that they use.
Yes. First name dot last
first
name.
Dot last, or is it first initial last name?
Yeah.
That you can generally get, you know, that format. So I went and I went to their executive page for Live Nation, and I found out who the, you know, the president, vice president, the operations, the marketing, the concert, you know, who all the important people were. I picked the top five that I thought could probably help me, and I emailed them, and I said something along the lines of like, hey, you guys made this sweeping policy change. Here's the link that I found out about it from. I would expect that you would at least offer people the ability to refund their tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And which, of course, they don't and they haven't and whatnot. And so I, of course, got enough attention that they went ahead and refunded my money, though they went against their own policy. Because at first, everything I got was like, hey, our policy is this. All sales are final. You know, too bad, so sad if you don't like it.
It says here right in our terms of service that all sales are final. We can change the rules after the fact.
Right. So I'll give them credit in that after I had to use this sort of, you know, sneaky way of getting in contact with people who matter, that they did go ahead and refund my ticket purchase. So kudos to them for doing the right thing in the end. But you know, poor customer service on their part.
Sure.
First of all, if they're going to announce something, when they make a press release, they should inform everybody who's purchased a ticket of
not
their policy change.
They've got all the emails.
They've got it's and like for them to not think of that is poor business.
Mm. Well, they just want, you know, they want you to find out the hard way, I guess.
Well, I mean, they don't want to refund you your money,
obviously. Look, didn't Ticketmaster or Ticketbastard,
Ticketbastard.
Didn't they announce that they were putting in a system to allow venues to make the decision or allow promoters to make the decision and that it wouldn't be forced on everybody?
They sure did.
And now you're saying the owner of Ticketmaster
overrode that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Live Nation owns owns a bunch of venues, too, and House of Blues just happens to be one of them. Found out about the Chicago venue, and then I went and checked to see if they owned the venue in Boston. Sure enough, they do, and that's when I went on this quest to get my money back. I did get my money back, but that's no consolation because I really wanted to go see this concert.
Yeah, this is why I can't bring myself to go to events. I'm not a fan of Ticketmaster at all, and I don't like going to events. If there's Ticketmaster, that's a turnoff to me.
This is the reality. This is the new normal where now you have to reveal your medical history to go and do something fun. That takes all the fun out of it, if you ask me.
It sure does, and I mean, I shouldn't have to show any paperwork to prove I'm a free man.
Would not prove you're a free man.
Much less to have a good time.
Exactly. Yeah, prove the opposite.
We're out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you missed any part of our broadcast, go visit freetalklive.com and find the archive section. Thanks and peace.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues?
then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.